A few years ago, a friend of mine had given me a book called The World of Sound. A book all about the physics of sound, and there were these illustrations of a singing flame in this book. One was a Bunsen burner inserted into a glass tube till the tip of the flame hit what's known as a node within the length of the tube, and the air began to rush quickly in and out of the tube and vibrate. And the other showed a specially modified Bunsen burner being stacked right up a large, say 15, 20 foot long steel tube hanging from a ceiling somewhere. And it said this made it sound like peals of thunder. And I thought it would be great to get together an instrument where you had at least an octave of different notes played by fire in this way.
Light the gas. Lower the tube over the flame.
Subtle sound than I'd expected. I did really enjoy playing it, but I wanted more volume, so I went back to the World of Sound book and found that they had activated larger tubes by sticking a piece of gauze, of stainless steel gauze, a couple of inches up from the bottom. I found a really nice old guy out at Castlecliff who had been saving a piece of special stainless steel gauze down the back of his bench for quite a while and was happy to let me have it because no one was ever going to use it. And this is what that sounded like. I was really happy with the difference in the volume that the gauze made, and found that when you pushed the flame right up till the top of the Bunsen burner was hitting the gauze, the flame gets torn into this fluttering blue ribbon with sparks flying off it, and the sound kind of feeds back till it kills itself. Presumably the regulator's shutting the flame off because it's become too erratic. I loved the red glow that was cast up the tube by the red hot gauze. If you looked down one as you played it, you saw the gas jet blue colour of the flame slowly change into this crimson. And I thought this would really be worth doing in glass. And phoned around a bit, found out that it was possible to get Pyrex from Waikato University at a place called Uniglass. And there got talking to a guy called Greg who had been part of a science roadshow demonstrating some of these tubes. He told me that they were sometimes referred to as Reike tubes, R-I-J-K-E. There were several different diameters of this Pyrex tube available, but I decided for ease of construction to go with a tube that was about the same diameter as a car's exhaust pipe. so that I could attach all the tubes to a steel frame in a kind of pan pipe arrangement with actual car exhaust brackets and a bit of rubber tubing. Plan, this organ had been going to be quite mechanized, each note operated via a lever which would lower the tube down onto the flame, but I found that there were two or three different ways in which the flame could act on the gauze. By operating it by hand, you could just get the gauze red hot and then withdraw the flame, and you'd get this long, slow, falling, howling kind of note. Or else you could push the burner right up to the gauze, as I was describing before, and get this wild note that would eventually extinguish itself. You could also get harmonics by not quite heating the gauze red hot, so it seemed that the more I mechanized it, the more subtle ways of playing it I would lose, so I ended up just having two Bunsen burners, one in each hand. Here's what those eight glass notes sounded like. So I hadn't got a traditional Western scale. I found there was this great sort of falling in pitch characteristic to each of these notes, and decided that I'd better abandon any idea of playing any kind of recognizable tune on this instrument.